I'm here with Neil George, editor of By George, and also associate editor at Liberty Investor. Neil, up until recently, there has been quite a stir over the fiscal cliff, and people were issuing special dividends and all sorts of stuff because the world was effectively going to come to an end. But it seems like we've carried on, and the Mayans were wrong, and the doomsayers on the fiscal cliff were wrong. So where are the opportunities now?
Well, Greg, first of all, thanks for having me on the session. I guess the key thing to look at is people were very fearful of the what-ifs that were going to be occurring in the tax code. And the idea of looking at a call to raise revenues in a very quick and massive way really had a lot of people spooked in the investment community and corporations and so forth trying to pay out special dividends to get cash out the door at a lower, at effectively lower tax rates. But and the reality is that, yes, we have ended up getting higher tax rates on income. We already are faced with the excise tax coming out of the Obamacare for the wealthy. And now we've seen raises in dividends for both qualified and dividends. And then for those in the upper reaches of income, you're also seeing a bump up in ordinary income rates. But what we haven't seen, we didn't see any increase in corporate tax rates, and we also haven't seen any changes to some of the tax-advantaged parts of the marketplace. And so the end result is that for those that are facing concerns over paying higher tax rates because of the Obamacare surtax, as well as changes in dividend and gains rates, the idea of focusing on investments that are tax-advantaged, and that those are the ones that are that were doing well prior to this change, but there were concerns that they might lose their tax status. But now, since they haven't, we're starting to see this particular sector continuing to perform extremely well.
And is there any threat to these because of now? Now they say that the fiscal cliff is over, but now we have to worry about the debt ceiling. Is there a threat that moving forward will any of the debt ceiling debates become just like the fiscal cliff concerns previous to them for these securities?
Well, I think you're right in which there are going to be some concerns, but I think those that look at how the resolution was done for the fiscal cliff, it really didn't do much as far as revenue. The Congressional Budget Office actually effectively said that really the net effect of the tax code effectively means we're really only looking at about $15 billion more in tax revenue as opposed to some what was initially potentially going to be happening. Now, going forward, looking at the politicos, we're really not seeing any sort of stomach for really going after, I think, a couple of core groups that are very integral to the U.S. economy and to the marketplace. So one area in particular is the municipal bond market. There are many that were talking about limiting the deductibility, maybe eliminating the deductibility of muni income. But what people basically were, it was explained to Congress as well as to the White House that by doing that would have a significant negative effect on net federal revenues and would be very chilling to a lot of municipalities and states that have been improving their stature just at the wrong time. And therefore, muni bonds, which have been one of the strongest performing sectors over the past few years as well as the past decade, are continuing to do well. And the idea that they're going to look to start the tax munis really has been set aside, I think, on a sustained basis. And therefore, the idea of investors might want to start looking at continuing to buy three of my favorite closed-end muni bond funds. One is the AllianceBernstein under the symbol AFB. The other one is Nuveen Quality Income, NQU. And the last one is run by BlackRock. It's the BlackRock Muni Income, and that symbol is BLE. These collectively average about 5% plus in yield, which is obviously federally tax advantaged, and have been capitalizing a lot of the movement into the muni market and therefore been having some fairly good steady gains. The result has been for the past year, returns have been in the upper teens collectively for these. And if you look at the track record for the last decade, you're seeing basically double-digit returns year after year. much of that effectively tax advantage, and therefore being able to keep income going, get some gains, and avoid basically paying some additional tax. The other area to look at would be some of the pass-through securities, that such as MLPs, LLCs, and so forth, that do not have to deal with corporate tax, and also their distributions are largely tax sheltered because of depreciation on their underlying assets. And this area, again, there was thought that they might want to start taxing these, but then again, the idea that that would basically curtail some of the crucial infrastructure and crucial energy markets that have been responsible for a lot of job and economic growth for the past past several years. And a few different examples in three different groups. One in the oil and gas sector, an ongoing favorite of mine, Greg, has been Lin Energy, symbol LINE, paying about 7%. Most of that is sheltered, so you're not going to pay any, you're not going to have any tax liability on a current basis. Another in the pipeline business, which has been getting a lot of further development. Enterprise Product has been a favorite of mine for many years, symbol EPD, paying a bit less at 5%, but it has been a very strong, consistent performer for many years. And again, much of that is sheltered from current tax liability. And lastly, a favorite since they came to the marketplace in the 90s, a company which is in the commercial real estate sector, they do sale leaseback. So they acquire companies, headquarters, distribution centers from major companies in the U.S. and elsewhere, and they lease them back to those same companies. So it's a very stable and secure business. W.P. Carey, symbol WPC, again, about 5%+ yield. But again, if you look at the performance for the last many, many years since they came to the public market, they consistently turn in some very significant performance. And again, much of that income ends up being sheltered from even the higher tax liability that a lot of individuals are facing right now.
So it sounds like now that at least there's some clarity once, the great quote that what the market hates the most is uncertainty, but now that the uncertainty is cleared to a certain extent, it seems like there's a great amount of opportunity out there.
Yes, and again, I think the idea of people looking at what their tax liability is going to be, seeing what the rates are doing, and then looking at, that the thought process has already happened, that that really discounts, the possibility of seeing a dramatic tax change, affecting the muni market, or looking at, that the very low to nil possibility of starting to change the tax code that would impact pass-through securities. These sectors now generate tax-advantaged income, that effectively, can provide, good, good dividend flows for an individual investor, and at the same time, that individual investor will have less current tax liability by owning these sorts of investments. So you can still get a good income and basically avoid having to pay some of the new, more onerous tax rates.
It sounds like great ideas. I appreciate your time.
Thanks very much, Greg.
All right. Take care, Neil.
All right.
See you.